International transformation and success coach Myrna Morris Young delivers life-changing strategies as the host of the Mindset Transformations radio show and podcast. Myrna shares these strategies from success achieved in her own personal journey and by interviewing other best-selling authors and coaches. Each show gives you practical tips on living your best life now by changing your mindset to change your life. I am grateful that you have tuned in today from all over the world. I believe that the Spirit of God led you here so that you can receive insight, revelation, and knowledge to see the next step in front of you as God reveals his purpose and destiny in your life. And now, here's Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation radio show and podcast. I am your most gracious host, Coach Myrna. Today, I have decided to coach instead of interviewing guests. So it's just going to be you and me. And I chose this because we have all been glued to the television set the last couple of weeks watching the Olympians reach for gold and to be a winner. And also, I had my own conscious moment this week that I was led, I believe, by the Holy Spirit to look at winning in my personal life. So I thought I would like to make a coaching moment and talk to you today about winning. Now, before I get into that, I just wanted to let you know that one of the most beautiful examples of winning came from the boxer Shakur Stevenson. He was doing an interview on NBC where it started off really nicely, where the guy was saying, you know, you did a good job and you got silver, and then it went downhill because the next question was, how do you feel about winning the silver medal? And people that are not winners would just be happy with winning silver. But Shakur broke down. He says, oh, I hate losing. I wanted to win. The gold, the silver is terrible. And, you know, we all felt for him, and we understood what it's all about. It's not about coming home with the silver and the bronze. It's not about just making the finals. It's about winning. And once you have a winner's mindset, then you're not happy with silver or bronze. So that's what we're going to talk about today, winning at the game of life. So let me tell you why this topic came to me. My family and I just moved to Palm Beach, Florida. So we're looking for a new church home. And I told myself that I would like to have the experience of being a member of a mega church. Every week I watch Joel Osteen at the Lakewood Church, and I wonder, oh my gosh, what would that experience be like sitting among 30,000 people worshiping like it's a football game or something? And since I have been in the space of understanding and meeting my soul and seeking soul experiences, I decided that I wanted to find a mega church in Palm Beach. I was quite excited to find that the Calvary Chapel was no more than 10 minutes from my home. I said to myself, this must be a sign that I'm on the right track. I have never been less than a 30-minute drive to any of my home churches before. So last Sunday morning, I left home, turned on my GPS, and tried to find Calgary Chapel. The GPS took me to a shopping center. There was no church around. And even if there was a church around, that was definitely not the mega church experience I was looking for. So I said to Siri, you know, take me to the next closest Calgary Chapel. But this was now 11 o'clock, and I'm thinking, you know, I need to find a church, and I need to just find a church fast. On my way to this new location, I pass a church with a full parking lot, police car directing traffic, and I thought, it's after 11 o'clock. I'm not sure where Siri is going to take me next. All I wanted to do was worship my God. So I made a U-turn and drove into the parking lot. I was quite pleased to see an African-American guy in the parking lot, and I thought, good, excellent. I asked him, what time does church start? Church started. He said 11 o'clock. I looked at my watch. It was like 11:10. Okay, I'm not that late. Awesome. I parked, and I walked into the church as they were singing, He's an Awesome God. I knew that song. That was a nice welcome because I serve an awesome God. Not sure about you, but my God is an awesome God. So I lifted my hand and did what I came there to do, worship my God and thank him for all my many blessings. Then, at the end of the praise and worship, the entire church recited a monologue that ended with these words, I am a winner. I think like a winner, and I act like a winner. Wow. I realize right there, because I live a conscious life, I don't take anything as random. Every moment in our life was meant to be. So I recognized that this was a message that God had for me this Sunday. This was a message why I couldn't find a church that I set out to be and why I just drove by this church and received inspiration that I needed to come in. All right? So these words were neoned across my forehead. I decided to look up when I get home what thinking like a winner and acting like a winner looked like. I knew I was a winner because I win many battles, mostly every day. So I decided, okay, this was important. Winning, acting like a winner, thinking like a winner. It's a whole process. But guess what? God is not done with me yet. There was more. The praise and worship leader came on, and he started his encouragement, monologue. And this is what he said. He said, the enemy tries to take you off your goals by keeping you busy with all kinds of problems and nuances that need your attention. He just keeps you swatting away balls coming at you like a ball machine. Oh my gosh, was he talking to me or what? Wasn't that my life for the last 3 months? Everything needed my personal attention. Nothing was going right. We were moving, the kids went to school, we were trying to get all these different things, and nothing went right. I spent most of my day running after problems, fixing things that someone else messed up. So he was talking to me. Oh, my goodness. So I decided immediately to do something about it. You know what? Awareness. It always takes to change anything. So now that I know that's what the devil was trying to do, to keep me from my purpose and my mission, by keeping me busy with all kinds of trivial things, I decided to make some immediate changes to my schedule. I decided to set aside time in the morning and in the afternoon to work on my projects and leave the middle of the day to work on all the other problems. I no longer run to take care of problems as soon as they come up. I make myself not check my email in the morning as soon as I wake up and every hour after that. It's hard because I've been so programmed to be always scanning my inbox. I tell you, I had to make a conscious decision not to pick up that phone. I decided to set weekly goals. I always had them, but I never got to them. Weekly goals and daily goals and make sure that I got them done. I said to the devil, no more. But God was not done with me yet. He had more. The message from the bishop was about acceleration, how God does not work on man's timetable, that he can accelerate you to bloom out of your season. He could put people in your path to accelerate you. A business that normally takes 5 to 10 years to see results, God can put the right people in your path to make you succeed in less than 6 months. I knew this. But how does faith come? By hearing and hearing the word. God knew that I may decide to throw in the towel because I would not see the results that I needed in my business. And he put someone to encourage me that it can happen overnight. It can happen for me, and it can happen for you. And what business am I in? I am in the business of acceleration. That is why anyone hires a coach, because they want to accelerate their life to get to where they want to be. So if you're listening to this broadcast right now, it is no coincidence. God wants me to help you accelerate. Let me share with you a story of acceleration. A couple of years ago, I took my mom on the dinner train and for her birthday. And sitting at a table next to me was Nicole. During friendly conversation, I told her that I was a coach. And she said, "Wow, you know, I can do it, a coach." She says, "Give me your number, and I'm going to give you a call." So we exchanged numbers, and it was something that she needed. It wasn't idle, because that very night, she looked me up on LinkedIn and sent me a friend request. And I offer her what I offer everyone, a totally free strategy session to see if we're a good match, to understand what our goals are and what our vision is, and see if we're a match that I can help her. During our strategy session, we discovered that, you know, Nicole has been trying or wanting to start her own business for the last 7 years, but she has not had the confidence to do it because she felt that she always needed the income from a job. And, you know, she was like most people that want to start a business, have all things that come in your path to throw you off. But most of all, she lacked the confidence. During our conversation, we talked about your past, because your past is an indication of your future. We look at some of your successes from your past. We look at some of your failures, and we figure out why. But in my conversation with Nicole, we discovered that at 17 years old, she had started her own salon and that she was very successful. We even looked further back, where she was helping her mom because the family had a business and her mom is very successful. She's always had an entrepreneurial spirit. So she now had the confidence because she was able to look at these areas in her life and realize that she can do it. A couple months later, she quit her job and started her own business. Coached her into finding the right name, because how many of you know that finding the right name is very important? And God is giving me the intuitive ability that when something is right, I get chills. So we went over names that she was thinking of, and I said, "No, none of those are powerful enough." And then she says, "Well, you know, I had thought of this name before, but I sent it to a few of my family members to see if they would like it, and none of them liked it." So I says, "Well, let me hear them." As soon as she brought took the name to me, I said, "Wow, Nicole, that is powerful. That is the name." Both of us got chills. And that is what happens when you are with the right coach, someone that has the Holy Spirit inside of them, someone that's anointed, someone that uses intuition to help you along the way. Yes, so we chose the powerful name. She quit her job. The next stage was helping her with her website, helping her with her marketing, helping her with her launch. And now, a year later, Nicole is running a very successful business. She just had a forum where she had, you know, over $20,000 worth of sponsorship for people that came in that she was able to help. So, you see, all it needs is the first move. All it needs is someone to give you the confidence. All it needs to accelerate you is to talk to a coach. So I'm offering a free strategy session to anyone that's on this call that want to accelerate their life. Okay, so today we, like I mentioned earlier, we are going to talk about winning. So let's take a quick station break and we'll get right to it.
Welcome to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna, and today we are doing something different. I am not interviewing guests, but I'm using this session to coach you on winning. So in our first segment, I laid the groundwork for you as to why the Holy Spirit led me to this topic. So the questions that I mentioned to you that the Winner's Church, that I asked myself after reciting that monologue, I'm a winner, I think like a winner, and I act like a winner. The first thing I said to myself is, am I a winner? Now, my response to myself was, yes, I am a winner. I have had lots of victories in life, and I win almost all of them. That's the reason I wrote my book called Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, because I wanted to share my story, my journey, that it doesn't matter where you start out from, God can bring you the victory so that he can get the glory. And along that lines, I wanted to show you some stories of what a winner looks like, what a winner thinks like, and what a winner acts like. So the first one that we're going to look at is, what does a winner look like? I'm going to take you back to the 2014 Super Bowl championship game. So the guys on the show are listening to this. Yeah, I can talk football. All right. So the 2014 championship game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. With 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Russell Wilson was having the worst game of his life. He had thrown 4 interceptions. The commentators were bashing him. The millions of people that were watching was judging him. And I felt badly for him. But guess what? Wilson is a winner. He stayed focused on the prize, winning the championship game. He had the mental toughness to block his past 4 mistakes and concentrate on his next pass. So many of us would let our past mistakes cripple us. We've seen championship games or any game where the mistakes just getting worse and worse and worse because the quarterback gets flustered, the team gets flustered, and then they just get deeper and deeper in the hole. But not Wilson. He was a winner. Wilson decided to take the same path he took before because he knew that Kersey was the man for the job. Kersey was the same receiver that had dropped or he was throwing to for the last 4 interceptions. He decided to do it again. And this time, with a different result, Kersey made a stunning catch to win the Super Bowl game in overtime. Yay! Now, my lesson to you today is, a winner stays the course. If there's breath in your body, you can win. It is not over until the fat lady sings or until you're dead, whichever one comes first. So, to tell you a cliche, are you a winner? Because a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. All right, so that's what a winner looks like. Now let's move on to the second question. Do you think like a winner? So we're going to look at Mike Tyson for this one. Because Mike Tyson not only is a winner, but he thinks like a winner. I heard an interview with him, and this is what he said, and I quote, "As I approached the ring, my confidence built. This is my world. This is my house. This is where I excel. The closer I get to the ring, the more confident I become. And when I step into that ring, I am a god. I am invincible. Okay, I never take my eyes off of my opponent. I stare him down, and as soon as he looks away, I know that I've won because I see the fear in his eyes." True to his word. Watch, and you will see. He usually knocks out his opponent in the first round. I remember the fight that I went to see him at. I mean, I was still at the concession stand when the darn fight was over. 30 seconds into it. Right. So, okay. But that was until he met someone else who thought like a winner. Someone who he couldn't stare down and inspire fear. Someone like Buster Douglas. Buster Douglas decided before he got to the fight that he must win the fight. Because Tyson, he must win the fight with Tyson because his mother told him that he would be the heavyweight champion of the world. And you see, his mother had just died 2 days before the fight. He had to win. He couldn't let her down. So when Tyson knocked Douglas down in the first round like he normally does, Buster found the strength to get back up. He didn't get back up until the ninth count, but he got back up. He must win this fight, he says. He saw no giants, only a grasshopper that could be crushed. So the fight continued, and he waited and waited for his moment. And it came in the 10th round, his chance. He put an uppercut to the right jaw of Tyson, and Tyson fell to the floor like Goliath. Bam! We're looking at the new heavyweight champion of the world, Buster Douglas. See, friends, the battle is won in your mind. If you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you're right as well. As a man thinketh, so is he. So you have to believe that you can win. You have to think like a winner. All right. So moving right along, let's finally look at, do you act like a winner? You see, in order to create, we must think creative thoughts, then we need to speak them in the atmosphere to give them form, and then you have to act. And that's why the coaching space is so powerful, because you have to tell your coach what your goals and what your dreams are. And as soon as you tell your coach, then you give them power, you give them form, you give them energy. But it doesn't work unless you act. So if you say to your coach, you know, I want to buy this house or I want to start this business, and she said to you, well, you know what, these are the steps. You have to do the steps. But you got to act. It's not going to come to you by osmosis. You got to do the work. So the last step is to act. Tony Robbins, who I love, puts it this way. You have to take massive action, not just act, but massive action in order for you to win. So we're going to look at a winner. Steve Jobs. I love Steve Jobs. I love Apple. And I think that he's the perfect sample of how a winner acts. Right? So here are some traits of Steve Jobs that makes him act like a winner, think like a winner, and beat a winner. The first one is he had focus. What was my message from the Winner's Church? The devil keeps you busy, hoping that you would lose focus on your goals by keeping you busy with all the nuances in life. Right? So Steve Jobs knew this. So he focused. He didn't let distractions with family, friends, legal mumbo-jumbo, or critics keep him from focusing on where he wanted his company to go. He focused on making a few products great, not producing a whole bunch of products and seeing which one sticks. He focused. He also took responsibility. I have learned that if you're not part of the problem, you can't be part of the solution. Losers blame others for where they are today. If you don't take responsibility for your life, you will not be a winner. Blame is one of the worst emotions that you can have. So Jobs and Apple took responsibility end to end for the user experience of their product, something that few companies do. From the performance of the ARM processor in the iPhone to the act of having that iPhone in the hands of the user, every aspect of the customer experience was tightly linked together, and they took responsibility for every part of the journey. And this one we all know. He pushed for perfection, and that's basically what his legacy. During the development of almost every product he ever created, Jobs at a certain point hit the pause button and would go back to the drawing board because he felt it wasn't perfect. He didn't think about the profits before, like most people would do, to take shortcuts. No. It had to be perfect. Jobs' perfectionist extended even to the parts that were unseen. As a young boy, he had helped his father build a fence around their backyard, and he was told that they had to use as much care on the back of the fence as in the front. "But nobody will ever know," Steve had said, and his father replied, "but you will know. A true craftsman uses a good piece of wood even at the back of a cabinet against the wall," his father explained. "And they should do the same for the back of the fence." Who are our first role models? Our parents. Right, and Steve remembered that lesson. In overseeing the Apple II and the Macintosh, Jobs applies this lesson to the circuit board inside the machine. In both instances, he sent the engineers back to make the chips line up neatly so that the board would look nice. This seemed particularly odd to the engineers of the Macintosh because Jobs had decreed that the machine be tightly sealed. "Nobody's going to see the PC board," one of them protested, and Jobs reacted as his father had. "I want it to be as beautiful as possible, even if it's inside the box. A great carpenter isn't going to use lousy wood for the back of the cabinet, even if it's inside the box." Even if nobody is going to see it. So, yeah, our role models. So, that lesson to you listeners, a true sign of character is what you do when no one is looking. So always do your best. Excellence is preferred. All right. So we have just looked at an example of winning. Are you a winner? Do you think like a winner? Do you act like a winner? I hope that your mind has been expanded with these examples. But we're going to take another station break, and we're going to be right back with the final segment of our show.
If you are listening to this broadcast, it means that you are hungry for growth, hungry for change, hungry for insights, revelation, and knowledge. Whatever you need in your life, you will receive it today. For the past 20 years, Myrna has been an entrepreneur. As past CEO of Royal Livery Limousine Service and now CEO of MyHelps Coaching and Consulting Services, Myrna has achieved good success. Awarded Entrepreneur of the Year, Myrna knows what it takes to help you be successful. Myrna helps her coaching clients to design a practical plan to close the gap of where they are today and where they would like to be tomorrow. In business, relationships, health, or career goals. That is why Myrna is offering a free one-hour strategy session valued at $150, totally free. No strings attached. If you are listening right now, go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us and sign up now for a free session with Coach Myrna. She has helped business owners and other clients just like you overcome their obstacles and set them on a path to success. Take advantage of this offer today. Go to www.MyrnaYoungHelps.com/contact.us right now.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformations Radio Show and podcast with your host, Coach Myrna. We've been looking at winning. We've been looking at what it is to be a winner, what it is to think like a winner, what it is to act like a winner. And we had a couple of extra things in there. We looked at your life. Are you being busy with all kinds of distractions, or are you working towards a goal and a purpose? Do you have vision? Do you have a mission? Do you know what it is? Yes. So we also looked at acceleration, how God can accelerate you and how man can accelerate you like a coach. So in the final segment, you know, we are just going to wrap things up. I want to thank you for tuning in. I can truly say that your life will never be the same again, because a brain that has been expanded with knowledge can never return to its original size. So now that we have the knowledge, I hope that you would use it. I hope that you will purpose to make some changes in your life. If you would like to be a guest on the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast, please email me at Myrna@myhelps.us. Myrna is spelled M-Y-R-N-A at myhelps.us. Or you can visit me on the web at www.myhelps.us. If you found any of this material valuable, please share it. And also subscribe to my podcast so that you can be notified of all my future shows. As we wrap up, I want to say may God bless you and your family, and you have a good night.